Episode 22
and a half?
Well, no, not yet.
Why not?
That's half an episode from now.
Okay. So halfway through this episode, I can yell, and a half!
Yeah, and I am going to count on you to do so.
Okay.
Welcome to In Poor Taste. This is Sean, and this is Eric.
Hello. And a half!
Not yet.
Oh.
Not yet. Hold that in.
Okay.
Almost there.
30 minutes from now.
Somewhere okay. Around there, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, expect a loud, abrupt, and a half in about a half an hour. So,
yeah.
Hang on to the edge of the seat, because that's all you're going to need.
Whenever you hear that, expect exactly the same amount of time to pass after that as passed before that.
Wow.
I think that's how that works. Yeah.
Did you smell me?
Yeah, you smell like a campfire.
Yes.
You smell like someone slowly roasted you on a spit.
Well, I was caught by a local tribe, and they did have me on a spit for about 2 hours. Luckily, it was low heat, and I basically just got a sunburn.
Yeah. Yeah, you do look a little charred.
And then eventually, Brian and the gang saved me.
That was nice of them.
Yes.
Is Brian and the gang a new 70s cartoon show?
No, it's a new 70s funk band.
Mm. Yeah, that makes sense. That is funky.
That was not
fuck.
A funk song.
That was so funky. Jesus Christ.
It was like a smell
I think
like
we're,
funky.
I think we're already millionaires
from
you making
we should
that.
Be. Yeah, so I smell like a campfire.
You look like a campfire.
I haven't even showered today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. You came here, you're covered in dirt, you're covered in smoke.
And poo.
Yeah, and you're covered in the innards of a mountain pie that sprayed all over your shirt.
Actually, I have some on my pants. We made these incredible spicy jelly, peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter and spicy jelly?
Yeah, peanut butter and spicy
jelly. Like jalapeno
jelly
or what?
No, it was a red cayenne pepper, spicy jelly, and we made mountain pies out of it. And it was incredible. In fact, this morning, to keep the camping gourmet delight going...
The camping gourmet delight, folks.
Yes. That's my hit new single. Check it out on iTunes. Rate, review, and keep reviewing. I love reading reviews. So I made a sandwich that had egg, sausage, spinach, cheese, habanero sauce, that spicy...
Goddamn.
...jelly, and some mushrooms in it.
That sounds delicious.
Yes,
delectable.
It was.
Is the cayenne jelly, is it also sweet jelly or is it just...
Oh, it's sweet too. It's an amazing blend of sweet and tangy and spice.
Wow. That sounds like a flavor extravaganza.
It's a 1-2 punch to your taste buds.
Now, did you bring that or did one of the other camping
buddies?
No,
that was Brian and the gang brought that.
That does
the
sound
whole
like a
funk,
Brian
The item. Whole funk band showed up.
Brian and the gang.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
They played funk songs until sundown.
Awesome.
Yes.
And for some reason, I'm picturing the bassist is a bear, a wild bear.
Yeah, because he's the only one that's tall enough to play the stand-up bass. It's actually one of those stand-up, the tub.
Wash tub.
Yeah, that's what he played because
nice.
He's like, you know, we're in the country, we're going to play some wash tub. And then he plays one of them, and then a bunch of banjos come in.
Banjos?
And they play...
I thought it was funk.
No, they play funk song with banjos. It's...
Nice.
Yes. It's Ficadelic.
Ficadelic.
Psychedelic, funk, reggae, redneck.
So it's Ficadelic.
Bluegrass.
Yeah, no, Ficadelic. You had me there.
Ficadelic.
I understood.
That was not a Freudian slip, people.
No. And it's also not psychedelic rock played by ficuses.
Now that would be cute.
Well, you were in the middle of the woods, so I just assumed that they had ficus jumped in on it.
Do you remember that plant thing that used to wear the sunglasses and had the guitar? And when you turned it on, and when it heard any music or loud noises, it would start to like wiggle back and forth to the. You've never seen these things,
Groot.
It was a rage in the 90s. A hot, steamy rage.
Well, now they're using baby Groots for that. There's a baby dancing Groot.
Okay.
That does the same thing.
Was that the thing in like 2000 with the...
No, it was Guardians of the Galaxy from like a year ago.
Okay. I never saw that.
I haven't seen it either, but I've heard good things.
Oh.
This has been Hypothetical Movie Review, where we hypothetically review movies we haven't seen.
And we also spoil them a year and a half later after the
Yeah. There's a baby Groot that dances. Oh, wait. Spoiler alert. Sorry, fuckers. In fact, you know what? I don't think that's a spoiler because that thing has been everywhere since that movie came out. I haven't even seen the movie and I know about it. That's how I know, because it's been fucking everywhere. So okay. It's not possible to spoil something that becomes
right. Like, I know.
Like that'd be like spoiler alert. You breathe oxygen.
Let's spoiler alert the original Terminator movie.
If you flip the switch, the lights in this room turn on. Spoiler alert. Like no shit.
A lot of people die, and supposedly so does the Terminator. But he does.
Oh, dude, spoilers.
Yeah. Remember that epic scene when he lowers himself into the hot magma? The like
hot magma.
It must have been like some kind of iron or something. It was like hot. It was liquefied
iron. Oh yeah, at the end of what was it, Terminator 1, they melt him down?
Mm-hmm. Well, he melts himself down.
Oh.
He like,
and then he comes out as that liquid metal dude. Is that what happened?
No, no.
Oh, it's been so long.
You're getting two movies confused here.
He melted himself down? Why did he do that? He committed suicide?
Basically because he knew if he stuck around, he still could destroy the Earth. So he killed himself, supposedly. And then all of a sudden he's back. I guess they took it back in time a little bit.
I am the Terminator, and as the denouement to this film, I will lower myself down into the boiling...
What was it?
Into the boiling molten metal.
I guess it would be iron ore, maybe. Hot molten ore.
But they called it something. They called it something. Shit.
They called it shit? Lower
me down into the shit pit! Ah!
No, he's like,
I would lower myself down into the molten.
I think that's what he called it. The molten.
The molten. The molten. Ah!
Man, I hope that's what he said, because otherwise I feel stupid.
You should feel stupid anyway. I'm sorry.
I go down into the molten.
That's ridiculous.
I am the Terminator. I will see you later. I will be back. I will see you later. Hasta luego.
Hasta luego.
All the wrong quotes.
Well,
wrong Terminator quotes.
It is kind of fitting because it is 2 days to Cinco de Mayo.
I am the Terminator. It's not a tumor.
I'm the Terminators. And unfortunately, it is a tumor. My doctor said.
Your Terminator impersonation is spot on.
I know.
It's fantastic.
Well, it's Arnold impersonating Terminator.
It's Arnold impersonating Ice-T, impersonating LL Cool J, impersonating the Terminator.
Didn't he call in for the telethon?
Yeah, nicely enough.
A couple weeks ago?
He left us with a dollar.
Oh.
They combined for a dollar.
I thought we had to pay him for his likeness.
Yeah, that too. We had to pay him $15. So that's we're 14 in the red on that deal.
Fuck. We need a publicist. Bad.
That's what we need. That's what we need folks to call in and donate. Even though we're not doing the fundraiser anymore, like specifically, we still need that money.
Mm-hmm.
We need that money.
The IPT Pay Eric's Mortgage Fund Driver.
That's right. Fund Driver is infinite, folks. So, what else is new this week?
Well, I have a plan. I'm going to play a little prank on people in my office because we're having a Cinco de Mayo party.
Really?
And yes.
Does anyone even know what Cinco de Mayo really is for?
Yeah, isn't it when the Mexicans created the churro?
Yeah. All right, well, you know, but I don't think anyone else knows.
No, somebody had said this the other night. We were out with a couple friends, and they're like, you guys are having a Cinco de Mayo party in your office. And they said, or I said, yes, we are. We were definitely having a Cinco de Mayo. And he's like, what the fuck is wrong with Americans? They celebrate Mexican independence. And I said, well, hey, man, I'm getting free food out of it. So either way, I'm doing it, you know. And it was just kind of a funny thing because, yeah, it is. We shouldn't necessarily have to, or not have to, but why are we celebrating this? Like,
well, this is why I'm going to Mexico at the end of this month to exactly figure out what they're celebrating and why and how we can celebrate it better. But really, in the United States, it's any excuse to get drunk and eat tacos, I think. Really, we'll take any excuse.
So.
And really, I think that's the human condition.
St. Paddy's Day?
St. Patty's Day. Get drunk and eat tacos every
potato
year.
Potato tacos.
Potacos.
I like it. Sell it, Dick.
I'll take it to market.
Get the fuck out of here, Dick.
Yeah, what the fuck, Dick? You clear the studio.
I'll see you. Sorry, guys. Later.
Weird. Who the fuck was that guy?
He's 45 and his balls still haven't dropped yet. That's ridiculous. He should get that checked in.
Eric, Eric, don't promote testicular dysmorphia.
I'm not promoting it. I'm concerned about it. Especially Dick's dick.
Fair enough. You're
Dick's
just
Dick's balls.
You're just bringing awareness to testicular dysmorphia.
Well, we should bring awareness to it.
We should. We should definitely, and we have. Mm-hmm. So
where are these cock bands?
So thank you, is what I'm trying to say. Thank you for doing so.
What would Dick do?
What would Dick do with his undropped balls? Do we? I'll leave that one go.
Okay. Sorry. So anyway, back to my prank. I'm going to play on these fuckers. So we had to sign up for a dish we were going to bring in for the Mexican holiday of the Cinco de Mayo.
And everyone chose tacos.
Well, it had taco and everything. See, I wrote taco salad. See, and I don't even know how to make this, but my wife does. So she's going to make, well.
So you signed your wife up to make something.
Basically. Well, I asked her if she would help me before, and she said yes, that she'd love to. So she's going to help me make.
That's because you have a lovely wife. Yes, that's why.
Yes. You've heard her on the podcast, people.
Yeah, you folks, if you've been listening.
She's got a lovely voice that says terrible, nasty things.
Mm-hmm. That's why I had her on.
Mm-hmm. She's a wicked, nasty woman. Okay. So anyway, everyone else had put like taco sandwiches or taco brownies.
Taco sandwiches?
Someone had
taco brownies, did you just say?
Somebody actually wrote, those ones I made up, but somebody actually had taco tater puffs.
Wait, hang on. I want to back up. Taco tater tots isn't that as surprising when you just said taco brownies. Well, I'm not going to let that go. Oh, those I made up. But this guy said taco tater tots. No. You said taco brownies.
So?
What does that even mean?
I don't know. You
just be a plate brownies of brownies with a taco salad on top of it.
Put a couple taco shells, crumple them up on top of a brownie.
You know what would be really good, though, is a choco taco with some brownie. I don't know how you'd involve it. Oh, crumble the brownie up and pretend like it's ground meat.
Pretend?
Yeah. You just need a waffle cone. From like an ice cream cone, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the shape of a taco shell, okay? You still with me?
Yeah.
Then you crumble some brownie in there like it's ground beef.
Okay, the meat.
Okay? And then you're going to take some white chocolate and just shred that like shredded cheese on top of there. Okay?
Okay.
And then...
Boner's slowly lifting.
All right. And then just take like maybe some like cherry filling or like some kind of strawberry, like diced up strawberries, and just sprinkle them over like tomatoes or like salsa.
Okay.
And then you just got to fire some molten chocolate on there.
Oh,
the molten.
A little bit harder.
Oh, pour on a little extra molten for me.
Da! I peaked. not the levels. I peaked in my pants.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, can I finish my prank story?
All right, hang on. Let me just finish myself off. Ooh, 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 ah. Okay, go ahead.
Ooh, 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 ah. So that's my next hit single. Anyway, so I wrote down taco salad and also hot tamales, which is a Mexican thing.
Yeah.
And that's basically the corn husk wrapped... what is it, like beans and cheese and whatever you kind of want to put in there, like refried jeans. What?
Sometimes I just gotta let you go. Sometimes I just let you go. And that was fucking
like
fantastic.
Fucking...
Refried jeans. Oh my god. What is happening to this podcast?
I still haven't gotten my story out.
If I could have it my way, this entire episode is going to be you trying to tell the story. Refried jeans, dude.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
If I go down to Mexico and I go to Macy's, should I expect to find a section of just refried jeans?
Why would you go to Macy's if you go to Mexico?
Because I need to find some refried jeans, dog. Okay. Gotta go straight to the source. All right, so hot tamales, refried jeans, what next?
Okay, so...
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, so they think I'm bringing in hot tamales, like a plate full of hot tamales.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have no fucking clue how to make those, and nor do
I... You just described them, so it sounds like you have some clue. Well, I have
a decent idea, but I'm not going to do or take the time to actually make these. I'm just going to go over to the store and buy a couple boxes of those hot cinnamon hot tamales.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then everyone's going to be totally fucking let down. Ha ha, you bitches, I win.
Eric, that is a terrible prank, first of all. And second of all, you're a terrible person. That's doubly terrible because it's both not that funny and also...
To me it is.
Oh my God, help us all. All right, well, I mean, actually, I think Ava told me about this, tamales, and I didn't know what the fuck she was talking about.
Like the actual food?
No, the candies.
Oh, yeah, they're just like Mike and Ike's kind of looking, but they're hot. Yeah, they're like hot cinnamon. I think it'll be a funny. People kind of laugh at it. Yeah, see, these are like the real thing. They're wrapped in a corn husk.
Do you eat the corn husk?
No, I don't think so. I think you unroll it and then you eat the corn husk actually like steams everything.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Looks delicious. I can't wait.
I think I'm pretty sure it is.
All right. Well,
there you've had it, people. Hot tamales are delicious, nutritious, and we bring only facts here.
And Eric is quite vicious.
Yes.
Because he's going to not bring delicious hot tamales. He's going to waste his money. Let's put that first. And then bring in terrible candy that nobody likes.
How is that wasting your money? Because if nobody likes it, that's more candy for me. In the end, I win.
Well, that was the longest story on import taste in history. And also... Well,
how many times did you interrupt me?
I think the interruptions were the best part.
I interrupted myself once there.
That's true.
Actually, the refried jeans.
Several times. Half the time I just sat there and watched you run and ride. Run and ride.
Run and ride that pod.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. All right. Well, we should probably go to commercial here soon. Or, you know, we've already got the debt collectors knocking at the door.
Or the commercials may not be lining up at the back door. In fact, I've actually begged a few companies to...
Backdoor companies.
Commercials, yeah. Backdoor
companies that sell exclusively backdoors.
That's weird.
Why is that weird?
The backdoor man?
A front door and a backdoor are two different doors.
So that door song, which actually it's not really a door song. It's kind of just a blues standard, but the backdoor man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a documentary song about an actual backdoor salesman.
Okay. Oh, so he's writing a poem about a backdoor salesman that he sung in a song.
Look, Eric, the men don't know what the little girls understand. Okay. Is that how the lyrics go?
I think so.
Well, if not, then I'll edit that part out.
Okay.
Because I can't stand to be wrong, Eric.
Oh, I know. We've had a long history of you not being wrong.
I've edited out entire days where I'm
wrong. This whole segment is you not being wrong.
That's what this podcast is about. That's the purpose of it.
Changing the name. Take the banner down. Bring the new banner in. Fuck, Jim forgot the new banner.
Punctuation on that sign is hideous. Get rid of it.
He's not wrong most of the time.
All right. Well, let's hear from some sponsors here because I got a feeling we're in bad shape. I haven't checked the books lately. The actual call in and donate show was just an utter failure.
Remember you actually left the books on top of your car when you drove to the grocery store because you forgot to pick up your week's supply of crotch cumbers.
Yep, that is true. I forgot about that momentarily, but yeah.
And then he lost the books. There is no books anymore.
I forgot to get the crotch cumbers, so I'm running crotch cumberless today.
And it's a little shaky.
Yeah, did you notice the deflation in my area today? Mm,
yeah, there is a big deflation.
It's like the opposite of a genie weenie. It's like when the indentation happens to you.
Genie weenie.
So my crotch cumber is just, it's not coming through. I don't have one, and the confidence isn't there. I wonder if you can hear it, the listeners at home.
I'm going to have to ask you to, I don't know, find some more confidence. Maybe a zucchini would work.
I've tried it. They're too big, and I've tried cutting one in half, but it just doesn't feel right. You know, that sharp edge, just ram it against you.
What about a stadium-sized hot dog?
That might work. We'll try one. Let's try one over the break.
Okay.
And when we come back,
I'll have some left over. That's why I brought it up. I have them left over in the trunk from the camping trip.
Ah. Uh-huh.
So they're still kind of cold. I know how you like to have them pre-warmed, but we can leave it out on the sidewalk for a couple minutes before we come back.
Okay. Yeah. Or just put it up on your dashboard in the sun.
Okay. That might split, but you may like that.
I like it, yeah.
It'll be like a fucking...
Kind of warm it up a little bit. It's got to be at least room temperature.
Like dislocating its jaw.
All right, well, take that mental image to the break, folks.
At the end of the day, working hard on the farm, I like to reach for Quaker Oatmeal Stout. With chunks of real oatmeal in every sip, it's the warm, thick, bread-like stout that makes you feel like you're drinking actual oatmeal. Quaker Oatmeal Stout, for when you need the chunkiest, most viscous drink possible. For when you're so thirsty, you don't even want to drink liquids at all. Quaker Oatmeal Stout. Put some honey on it and eat it for breakfast.
Grab new Mountain Avalanche High Energy Breakfast Cereal. Here at Mountain Avalanche, we have combined two of your favorite childhood things, energy sodas and breakfast cereals. Wake up your taste buds while piling energy bullions into your shit tube with five new flavors. Taurine Flakes, Morning Time Crush, Breakfast Breakers, Energy Smacks, and Tough Puffs. We will blow your teeth out of your fucking skull, literally. Do something extreme with your morning and add Mountain Avalanche High Energy Breakfast Cereal to your diet. Your life won't amount to shit until you do.
Oh shit, my fucking teeth. Oh well, I'll just add them to my energy cereal.
New Mountain Avalanche High Energy Breakfast Cereal. With a taste so good, it'll fuck you up.
May cause brain and tooth decay. Not safe for anybody. Not legal in the lower 48 states.
Wah, wah.
Not cool, bruh.
This week's Not Cool Bro is brought to you by Sense of Ears. I don't think that one's going to take off. But anyway, a couple weeks ago, we were playing a softball game, and this team that we called the Pink Dick Team, this is a recreational league that we play in, and my wife played in for 2 seasons, and she quit because she said that some of them are getting way too competitive, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they kind of do get a little competitive, and I do too, but it's just like my nature. But I'm not like, you know, I don't go out of my way to make myself like the best softball player in the world. You know, I don't want to be Andrew McCutchen of the softball league. So we get there in the morning. We have we had an early game. It was at 10:15. We get there like 9:45, and this other team is jogging around the field doing organized calisthenics and stuff. And it's pretty ridiculous. Like half our team shows up hungover or still drinking from the night before. And we're just like the bad news bears of this league. But we know we have fun. And that's what it's all about in this league. It's just everyone, you know, having a good time. But these fuckers come in here like Globo Jim of the softball league, you know, like, and they're putting their little cobra fists up in the air, like, and then we start the game, and they're immediately, we see like all the guys are like 6'5", 280 pounds of, you know, they
just pure muscle.
Yeah. And you can tell they go lift weights after work all day, every day. And
they literally live for nothing but this intramural
crushing the like minuscule rats that we are on the softball field. That's all they're about. Like just inflating their fucking dick.
They all used to play baseball in college.
Yeah, they played in college, and like they're doing diving cat throws and catches, and
they're diving, catching the ball, and throwing it before they hit the ground.
They hit 10 fucking home. No, I think it was 12 home runs. 12 home runs, and the score was like 29-3
in one game.
Yes.
Oh my God! And, help me.
And they're doing shit like. Like the one guy rounded second as I was playing shortstop and the ball was coming towards me. He's coming off a second and he runs at me like he's gonna like push me over or like kind of distract me or something like that. And at this point they were already up by like 17 points.
Oh my God.
So why do you need to do that? Like you were such a dick for doing stuff like that. And
that's fucked up.
They have this inflated ego cock that needs to be severed at the shaft.
You should bring them an inflatable cock on a string, like with helium, and give it to them as a present.
Or no. You know that thing that flies over when you're at the Pens game, like the blimp.
Oh yeah.
Get the remote control blimp.
Yeah, a penis. Just get a remote controlled cock.
Cock and just fly it over their bench.
That's
just
fantastic.
High enough so they can't.
Just high
they
enough.
Can't get it.
You can't do anything about it. It just has the word ego on the cock.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just a little ridiculous. And they not only did they were they all jacked and lifting and you know had tons of experience and they had these bats. They're called raw steel bats and they're not necessarily legal in the league. And it makes the ball travel about a third of the speed of it normally would off a normal bat.
A third?
Or no, I'm sorry. It would travel twice as fast.
Okay,
that's, yeah, it travels twice as fast as it normally would off a normal bat. And that's why these guys are hitting all these home runs. I don't know. It just seems like you can put your dick away, go join another league where you actually may lose because that's
not cool, bruh.
All right, so what are you slinging my way?
I didn't come prepared today for that.
Okay.
So I'm just going to mildly complain about the nice weather. It's way too nice out there. Not cool, bruh.
Not cool, bruh. And you're calling Mother Nature bruh?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how unprepared I am.
Okay. That's pretty good. I don't know. I had a huge rant like drawn out and planned and written. Oh, halfway.
Oh, we're halfway. No. Actually, we're well over halfway at this point.
Man, I fucked that bit up.
Yep. Well, that's the magic editing, though. I can just put it in there at the halfway point, and it'll just sound perfect.
Okay.
I'll just take the episode, divide it in half, and fire halfway in there.
Mm.
And we'll do that for every episode from now on.
Halfway.
This is the new halfway segment. Brought to you by Twix. When you're halfway, you still have one Twix left.
Brought to you by the latter half of the show.
Brought to you by the first half of the show.
Brought to you by the very end of the show.
Welcome to the latter half of the show. Brought to you by the first half of the show.
Do you just want to skip to the end of the show right now?
Yeah, let's skip to the end.
I'm kidding.
The listener should too. In fact, skip to the end of this episode, the next episode, and all future episodes so that you don't actually have to listen to them.
If they just put it on shuffle fast forward... That'll just go through all of our episodes.
Yeah, shuffle fast.
We'll get listens, and they don't actually have to listen to it.
That's right. Yeah, download the episodes, don't listen, leave a review saying you listened, and we'll just build this whole thing on lies. Mm. This whole entire podcast.
Like a house of cards.
It's like a house of podcast lies.
There's a lot of secrets, a lot of skeletons.
I'm going to make a new podcast called House of Lies Cast.
Beetlejuice is Although, lying.
I think House of Lies is actually a show. So House of Lies cast would sound like a podcast about House of Lies, but it's really just with Ben Schwartz, it's really just a lie of a podcast. It's just a House of Lies.
Everyone knows that. It's written. It's scripted.
Yeah, it is. It's just silence for an hour. That's the script.
I remember there was one episode of the Beetlejuice cartoon. And you remember that cartoon?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
I loved that cartoon.
Lydia finds... she's in like Beetlejuice's place, and she finds like a skeleton that's like chained, or I'm sorry, a closet that's chained up, and she opens it, and there's like all these skeletons in his closet.
Yeah,
and they're all coming out.
I remember
out,
this
like,
episode.
Beetlejuice is lying, and then he's like, "Oh, I don't know what you're fucking talking about." And,
he said, "I don't know what you're fucking talking about."
Yeah, he swore up and down on a children's show.
Like, fucking Lydia, you bitch. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, why'd you fucking open it, you goddamn whore?
our Beetlejuice impersonations are spot on today.
Mm-hmm.
God, we're so good at impersonations.
Speaking of which, I have got a very unconfirmed boner.
Very unconfirmed?
Because I heard rumors of a Beetlejuice 2.
There are rumors, and I've heard also...
I mean, we did talk about it a while ago. So did my boner... Yeah, remember...
Oh, okay.
We
so
did.
So the rumors came from this podcast.
Yes, we started these rumors. No, I've just heard more of that. Because remember we said that...
it was up in the air.
Because, yeah, Michael Bolton.
Bolton.
Tim Burton. Way
Tim
off.
Bolton and Michael...
Michael Burton.
Michael
Tim
Burton,
Bolton.
And Tim Burton. Tim Gunn.
Tim Tom.
Tim Gunn and Michael Burton.
Yeah, it was... Now I can't even get it right. Tim Burton was going to star
in Michael Bolton's new movie Keaton Juice
as Johnny Depp.
Yeah. Michael Bolton as Johnny Depp in Keaton Juice.
Print it, tech. I like
so
that.
So you heard it here first. Spread that rumor around that that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, this is fucked.
Try not to get some on you.
Don't get any Keaton juice on you. That's the catchphrase.
Don't get any Keaton juice on you. Or in you. Oh. Don't forget to take your dick in you.
Oh, fuck. This podcast is a run. It's a runaway truck down a mountainside right now.
It's a runaway truck
down a mountainside.
We finish each other's lyrics.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Did I just sing?
Kinda, yeah. Almost. It was so close.
My wife is going to be so proud of me.
Yeah. It's a whole new...
I've been practicing one day a week for 5 minutes a day.
It's a whole new pod.
Yeah, we got rid of all of the GMOs around here, people. So it's a whole new pod. Genetically mutated...
Oddcasts,
yeah. Genetically mutated outdoor podcasters.
Yeah, because everyone knows we record this outside.
No, there would be if we were outside, there'd be way too much hiss in the wind.
I'm okay with wind, just not microphone hiss.
Oh, okay.
I want to get that out here
Dude,
on the table.
Never, if you were gonna give Sean a gift, make sure it doesn't have any kind of microphone hiss to it.
Yeah. Yeah, especially if it's not a microphone. If it's not a microphone and it's a gift and there's a microphone hiss, I'm gonna look a gift hiss in the mouth.
He actually bought him he got some used cables and they had a little bit of hiss in them and he DDT'd himself.
Yeah, it took a lot of practice.
I had to take him to the hospital and added to our
you might
ongoing
wonder.
Bills.
Yeah,
our mountain of bills. It's slowly becoming Shenron's bed over there.
Yeah, I had to sell his cage, and then I refashioned a cage out of the bills.
So you let Ian Insect go finally?
Yeah, he's gone. Let him go is one way of putting it. Escaped is another way.
So we should expect legal action.
So there's a wild insect somewhere.
Mm.
He's gone feral. So at some point, one day, he may come bursting back in here with... Bill Lawyerson in tow.
You know, maybe we should get Keaton Juice as our lawyer.
Keaton Juice? Okay. That sounds good. Mm-hmm. I have some news that I'm really excited about, and you probably won't care at all, speaking of Shenron. There is going to be another Dragon Ball series coming out in July this summer. Hey, I'm super pumped about it.
I care.
It's like a month away.
I may not go.
It's like a month and a half. No. It'll be on TV in Japan. Oh. So there's nowhere for you to go unless you're going to go to Japan.
I thought you meant like a show, like it was like an onstage, like.
No, they're going to turn it into
like a Spider-Man.
No, I didn't. Not a Broadway show, okay. Although I would go see that.
I know you would.
But it's a Dragon Ball Z series. It's animated, just like the first two. And it's going to be awesome. It takes place there after Dragon Ball Z.
Something.
And they're just going to pretend like Dragon Ball GT never happened. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be exciting.
For the listeners, or the listener, I'm not even sure if we have a listener, but there's something weird going on inside of Sean's apartment. There are like papers swirling in like static electricity building around him.
I think he may be becoming
his ultimate form.
Yeah, I'm turning into my final form.
Mm-hmm.
My ultimate form.
Oh, kind of sounds like he's from Jersey a little bit.
I'm going to become my ultimate form. Hey, forget about it. Okay. I'm good like that.
He's become his ultimate form, and it is a pizza delivery driver from Jersey Shore.
Jim Tan Laundry, hey, forget about it.
Okay.
I'm good like this in my final form or whatever.
Your final form or whatever.
Or whatever. I don't know how to talk over there.
Yeah. You know, I've really,
Closest I got is like a weird sounded Carl from... Aqua Teen Hunger 4.
I've learned a lot about driving pizzas around the Jersey Shore, and one thing is there's a lot of pizza in the Jersey Shore.
That is one thing that Dragon Ball Z characters and the Jersey Shore members, if you will, or cast had in common is they just constantly fight everybody.
Yes.
Like, that's one thing. Jersey Shore, they're constantly fighting everybody.
And yelling random shit.
Yeah, and tearing their clothes off and flexing their muscles. I mean, it's basically the same show. It's basically the same show.
That's a good point. So the Jersey Shore stole the plot from
Dragon Ball Z. Yeah.
There you have it, people.
Yeah, you heard it here
first. Case closed.
I mean, and the amount of news you get out of this podcast, it's no wonder it's not a comedy podcast and it's an educational podcast, because you learned today that Michael Keaton and Billy Joel, who do we say?
Michael Keaton and Michael Bolton.
Michael Bolton and...
are going to have a battle royale with LL Cool J and...
and they're calling it Beetlejuice 2.
Well, who's the fourth? You got to have a teammate for LL Cool J.
Ice-T, obviously.
Okay. No. Well, that may work.
Ice-T impersonating LL Cool J.
Becoming his ultimate form.
Yeah, basically. So, yeah. I mean, there's so much entertainment coming out of not just this podcast, but... just in general coming down the pike, and it's a good thing we're here to break this news to you.
You know what there hasn't been a lot of?
What's that?
In this show? Munder today.
There's been less Munder. There's been a lot of Cunder, and there's been some Bunder, some Bird and Thunder from downstairs.
What the hell was that?
That was a really weird car.
Yeah, I think that was a Voltron just came driving by.
Yeah, everyone knows the Chevy Voltron is a new car.
So... I want to start another segment. Well, actually, we've already done this one time, but do you remember we did a couple weeks ago, and it's called What Have You Shouted?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do remember that one.
Hey, what have you shouted?
Hey, what have you shouted?
Shout it. Shout it in my face.
What have you shouted?
Okay, so the one thing... I shouted recently was to a coworker, and this is actually a pretty funny story. So this one coworker, I'm not going to name his name, Buttface, Turdface. You know, his parents didn't really give him a great name, Buttface, Turdface.
That is terrible.
Mm-hmm. Basically, we kind of go back and forth and we make fun of each other all day, but we got a good camaraderie. We're kind of tight, and so we don't really take it personally. But he had said something to me while we were across the floor, to the effect of something about like my mom and how he was over at my mom's place doing something to my mom. I don't know. Something about my mom.
Sounds rather specific. Go on.
Okay. And then I turn around and there's this quote from Zach and Miri make a porno where, remember where, what is it? Justin, the actor Justin, I can't think of his, where he plays that, the gay porn star.
I don't remember. I haven't seen that movie since it came out.
He's like, shut your mouth before I fuck it. Do you remember that quote?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I was going to turn around to say that to him, like shouting it, because we have machines that are on the floor that are pretty loud. So I turn around and I start to say it. I'm like, shut your mouth. And that's when I look over and I see the owner of the company looking right at me, like 10 feet behind him, waiting to hear what I have to say to him. So I come up with, shut your mouth before I feed you ice cream. And then the owner's face kind of turned, like he like kind of was like thought about it for a second and was like, okay, that's kind of valid, but these guys are weird. Okay. And he carried on, and we now it's kind of a thing that it's kind of a thing that we say, like we see each other and he's like, I'm gonna feed you a whole ton of ice cream. So yeah, I almost got that in trouble fantastic. For dropping an F-bomb right in front of the owner of the company. I mean, I'm sure he wouldn't have, I don't know if I would have gotten in trouble, but it definitely doesn't look good to be fucking around, you know, have you on the floor in front of your boss.
Yeah, don't be feeding people ice cream on the floor in front of your boss, dude. That's what, from now on, fucking is called feeding ice cream.
And I'm hoping that he got a craving for ice cream and ran over to the store and bought a tub of ice cream and just
started slamming his face with some fucking Cherry Garcia.
Or yeah, some Rocky Road.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Man, that's fantastic.
Yeah, that, you know, that's all I got for today.
That was fantastic. I'm glad you did that one because that tickled me.
Mm-hmm.
That tickled me funny pink. Shut your mouth before I feed you ice cream.
Yes.
Did you get like shut your mouth before I before you realize what was going on? Is that why you went with an F word?
Yes.
Okay.
And that and like it was just the only thing that came into my head, and I, you know,
it's like a train at that point. Like you can't turn a train 90 degrees. No. It has to slowly turn. So you're like
right. You're
already going down that track, but you just at the last minute you pull the lever that switches tracks.
You have to break.
You turn 5 degrees to the right as opposed to, you know, going straight.
Or and then falling off the unfinished bridge.
Yeah, exactly. So imagine a cowboy riding next to this train, and it's Eric's like
subconscious
riding up to be like, no, stop the train, stop the train.
And the conductor
is just can't hear. He's got a loud music on in his earbuds, and he's just like jamming.
He's listening to some heavy metal.
Yeah, and he's just rocking out, and he's shoveling coal into that fucking furnace. And here's Eric's fucking subconscious is riding along the train. He gets up on the saddle on his feet. He's like balancing there for a second. He times it just right, and he leaps onto the train, and he wrestles the fucking the lever out of the hands of the conductor. I don't know why he's holding the lever if he's shoveling coal, but bear with me, folks. Oh my god, he fucking pulls that lever and just squeeze!
Multitask.
Just barely makes it. Just barely makes it on the next one. Oh my god.
Then,
the train starts to tip up on one wheel on one side.
One piece of coal falls out of one of the...
one chunk out of the top of the back.
And I live to work another day.
Yeah. And your boss is standing, the owner of the company is standing on the tracks that you were about to barrel down.
So.
And he's just like dabbing his forehead with a handkerchief.
And you're
leaning out the window, shut your mouth before I feed you ice cream at him
then,
on the way
and
by.
And then the horn. Yeah, that's me coming around the bend, and I'm like, I'll feed you ice cream. And
oh, shit.
I lived to work another day.
And then you reach up and you clean off the rear view mirror. What's that sound like?
There you go. I lived to work another day, but now my boss may or may not think I'm, you know, maybe like
a little weird.
Yeah. Because I like to feed my coworkers ice cream.
Shut your mouth before I feed you ice cream, ladies and gentlemen.
There you have it.
And I think we got to go off on that note. Mm-hmm.
I blew the lid right off the pot.
We're gonna have to shut our mouths before we feed each other ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck. Well, that was a great story. Well, thanks for tuning in again, folks, and wasting another hour of your lives with us here on In Poor Taste.
It was fun.
It was fun for us, and I hope it was fun for you. If not, I guess don't listen anymore. But if so, get on iTunes, rate, review, subscribe. Get on Stitcher. Give us a little review over there. We went from 5,000 and dropped all the way down to number 20,000 overall because we haven't gotten any reviews lately. So
please,
review
us.
I'd love a review that...
We will buy you a pair of Jerry's refried jeans.
Yeah. Ben and Jerry's refried jeans flavored ice cream. So
I like it. And we will force feed you ice cream whether you like it or not.
Yeah. Yeah. So listen in, rate, review, subscribe, or we will feed you ice cream, folks. Or if you like ice cream, maybe we'll feed you ice cream if you do rate us, review us, subscribe us. You know, check out our Facebook page. We'd love it if you popped over, give us a like, give us a comment, ask a question. We can put it up on an episode and answer it. You know, we're tired of writing our material ourselves. We'd love it if you guys did it.
Please do a little bit of work.
Please
for
do
us.
Some of the work. Pick off a little bit of the, you know.
Yeah, come over and get a little bit of the meat off this pod bone.
Yeah, exactly. And everyone knows that's what we call this. We call this the In Poor Taste pod bone.
The pod bone hour.
Welcome to the In Poor Taste pod bone hour.
Brought to you by Bone In Melons, or Bone In Pods.
Bone In Melon Pods.
Bone In Melon Pods. Everyone knows that's where you get the best money pod.
That's right. Everyone does know that. So, yeah, and you can give us a call on our number. We've got a phone number here. You can leave us a voicemail here, and we will play it on the show.
You could even leave an impression of one of us. Do your best impression of Sean. We may give you some prizes. We might even have a raffle ticket for you to fill out.
And a number you can call, leave us a message, is 412-904-3201. That is not toll free. So make sure you're calling from a number that doesn't matter, like most numbers are these days. Like every cell phone, it's free to call anywhere in the United States.
Yeah.
So you should be good.
Yeah, you don't have to put a quarter in your cell phone to get it to work.
That's like such old technology. That's like 6 months ago that you had to put quarters in your cell phone.
2011.
So. And it was really annoying whenever the guy would show up to your house to like collect all the quarters out of your cell phone.
Yeah, really
that was,
the
worst. It's so inconvenient.
Uh-huh.
I'm glad that model went away because that was terrible.
Yeah, that was the worst BlackBerry I've ever seen.
All right, folks. Thanks again for tuning in. Give us a call. Leave us a message. Leave us a note on Facebook. And look for new episodes to be posted there, or check out our website. That's podsburg.com/inpoortaste. And thanks for listening.
I'm going to go get the Sasquatch sex smell off me.
All right, you do that.
Mm.
And what do we say every week, Eric?
If you sass it, they will pod.
If you sass it, they will quatch.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll get it right this time. If you cast it.
May cause brain and tooth decay. Not safe for anybody. Not legal in the lower 48 states.
Crunch, teeth breaking sound. And leaps onto the train and punches the microphone.
Punches the microphone again. The microphone had it coming.
Oh, baby.